This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Wednesday, November 29th, 2006. And on the show today, we're going to chat with Chef Mark and JT from JT Online. So let's give those guys a call and see what's going on with them. Right before I do call them, though, I will tell you that as we speak, my countertop is being installed, and I can't wait to get home from work and see how good it looks. So that's about it. Anyway, let's give Chef Mark and JT a call and find out what's going on with those guys.
Hello.
Hey, JT. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks.
Hello.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Marky.
Hello.
Do I sound okay?
Yeah, you sound great.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
I can hear you very well.
So, guys, what's up?
Not much. I haven't talked to you guys for more than a week. I thought I would catch up and see what's going on.
I was
going to
say, yeah. I think Mark's on almost every one of your shows.
No, he's not. Don't say that.
I'm serious. He's on every other show I've listened to.
Are you with us, Mark?
Maybe I should be someone else instead, then.
Who would you like to be?
I don't know. But apparently JT is bothered by the fact that I'm
always I'm just giving you shit.
I know.
Excuse me.
Whoa.
So what is new with you guys? What's going on?
Oh, just getting lots and lots of work done and adjusting to the winter now that we're really into the holiday season, adjusting to that.
Are you happy about that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not unhappy about it.
well, some people get seasonal depression, you know.
Oh, right. Yeah, that seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah, I think it's a little too early for that. At least here it is.
Well, yeah. You're probably right. Plus, I don't know about you guys, but it's been in the 60s all this week, and it's going to be like 67 on Friday. So.
Mm. Oh, wow. No, it's a little bit cooler here, but still, it's decent. Yeah, it's decent. But I was talking more in terms of like just gearing up to the whole season, and I have a lot of parties that happen.
I was gonna say,
you're
probably pretty
busy
right now.
Yeah.
Every single Saturday, big parties.
Yeah, and it's funny because like people will call at the last minute and then be like so disappointed or so like they like when I tell them that I'm usually booked weeks ahead of time, especially in this time of year, they seem like so like upset. I'm like, well, dude, think.
Yeah, you have to plan these things ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I generally just don't even if I'm free and someone calls me and it's not that many days notice, I just don't take it because I'm thinking like, if you're not that thoughtful about even having a party, how are you going to be as a client,
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean,
true.
This dude, it was so funny. It's like this is the third time he's called me and about like wanting to do a thing for his girlfriend, and each time it's like very little notice. And finally, I was just like, look, it's not going to work. You're obviously not – I wanted to say, you're obviously not a very thoughtful boyfriend.
If you're waiting till the last minute.
You always wait till the last minute for this girl.
And how did he respond when you said that?
No, I didn't say that.
Maybe you should. So, JT, what about you? What's going on with you?
Not much. Same old, same old. I'm paying bills, so I'm very depressed at the moment.
Oh, my God. I have to do that tomorrow night. Oh.
I was hoping I could wait another night, but I realized that I cannot wait another night.
It's the end of the month, huh?
Oh, it's horrible. Everything's due at the same time.
Do you get paid?
Really? Yeah, most of my bills are staggered, so I just pay them when they come in.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just saying, it's just the big rent payment at the end of the month. That's the only real big one.
Yeah. I get paid once a month, and all my bills are all due at the same time, too. So I pay them all on one night. So,
oh, that would be nice. I pay about once every 2 weeks.
Oh.
It sucks.
Well, now, have you guys done any decorating yet for the season?
I don't normally. I'm not when I stopped being religious for a few years, I was sort of actually sort of like anti-holiday, and then that was just sort of silly. But I still don't, like, decorate for the holidays. Like, I don't know, I don't entertain a lot here in my apartment, like big parties or anything, so there's no real reason for me to decorate like that. But I like decorations, I like seeing them, but I don't go through the trouble of doing it.
So you don't even put up a tree?
No, Steva would totally like eat it.
What about you, JT? Do you decorate?
Yes, we do. I just haven't got around to it yet.
Well, it is a bit early, I guess.
It's on the two. Well, but it's been so nice that all the neighbors have put up their outside decorations.
Oh.
That's one cool thing they've done.
Oh, but speaking of Christmas holiday decorations, Archer, I know that this probably won't be of interest to your listeners since they're hearing this tomorrow. but the Christmas special is going to show in a little bit, and I know you like the Charlie Brown music and all the Charlie Brown stuff, so that's about to show.
Like, yes, yeah. I'm recording that on my DVR, but you know what? I have a feeling, just like they did with the Thanksgiving one, they're going to play this one twice, probably.
Oh, you mean twice, like once right after another? Or
no.
Like
once this week and probably once closer to Christmas.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's always, I love all those Charlie Brown specials. Like, it's something special about, like, seeing, it's the same thing from when we were kids, but it's still so cool. I love all that music.
Yeah, so do I. I love that music.
Oh, that's Jones. Great.
Well, I haven't done any decorating yet myself, but this weekend, the boyfriend and I will be decorating his Christmas tree, I believe. So we'll start.
But once your kitchen is completely done, then you can do it, right?
Definitely. I will definitely be doing it then.
And how long away are we? How far away are we?
Well, as we speak today on Wednesday, they are putting in the countertop, and I'm hoping that the contractor is there as well, putting the sink in and hooking up the dishwasher. So I'll know tonight. Yeah,
you can give the whole place a nice scrub.
You're a little Skypey. What?
I said then you can give the whole place a nice scrub, and then you can decorate.
Exactly. That's what I'm planning to do. Exactly. But speaking of, we were just talking about bills and stuff. Once they finish the kitchen, I have to write a check for like $8,000 more.
To
finish the payment of the kitchen renovation.
Wow. You got to pay cash. Huh? You're not financing anything.
Oh, my gosh. No, I'm paying cash. The total kitchen cost is $22,000.
Wow. So.
Through some kind of refinance?
Okay. In the summertime, I refinanced my condo so that I could pay off my car and renovate the kitchen.
Right, I remember you talking about that. I was going to say, yeah, you don't just have $22,000 laying around.
Oh my God, no. Do you know many people who do?
In your checking account, actually, I do, but they're a whole different class of people.
Yeah, they all work for Pod Show, right, Mark?
No.
Or their clients.
You're
of
evil.
Yours.
No, I had I used to have these friends who were very, very, very rich. They were big silver collectors. This is an old woman, an old widow, and her husband was a big real estate tycoon. And the funniest story, one time she told me a story about she went to the bank one day, and she was going to make a deposit. And I guess, you know, like how you get those little tiny rebate checks for like, you know, $1 or $2 or something like that, you know? So she went in to make a deposit. And so she one of the deposits was for $25,000, and the other check was for like $1 or $2 or something. And the woman looks at it and she sort of laughs. She goes, oh, are you sure you want me to deposit this one for $1? She says, girl, how do you think I got the 25? I love that. That's like perfect. Like thoughts. I was like, how do you think she got the million and the 2 million and the 5 million? All
yeah.
that. It's like,
oh, that's
you don't
great.
Throw away those dollar checks. And I pick up pennies when I see them in the street.
Me too. And the thing is, like, I've never had this much money in my checking account before. So it's just kind of like burning a hole.
Yeah. Don't you dare even. Don't even navigate to the Apple Store on the computer or anything. Well, I know you'll be like so tempted to buy something.
Well, as you might remember, when I first refinanced my house, I got the new computer. I got the 24-inch iMac. So
yeah.
So I charged that.
Oh boy, so.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, as you know, for a long time I've been waiting to buy a Mac, and I saw on their website they have this they have this sort of, you know, financing thing, you know, or, you know, as low as $67 a month. And I looked at it, and as far as I know, it looks like it's a credit card that you pay, and you buy the computer and put it on that credit card, and then you just have to, then it's just like a normal credit card at like 18 or 19% interest.
Yeah.
Are you a big fan of the 1 or 2 year same as cash?
I don't do that, but the boyfriend uses that a lot.
I don't even know what that expression means. I've always been very confused about that.
Oh, that means as long as you pay it off by the date that it ends, you don't pay interest.
Right, but if you keep it going, then the interest starts accruing at that date.
Right, but this is currently from what this looks like. It looks like it's just like a normal credit card. So basically, you get 90 days, same as cash, And then you have to pay at like a regular credit card rate, which is like 18, 19%, which,
Wow.
well, what's the point of financing it that way? I would just put it on my other credit card, you know, at least
Exactly.
I'll get for it.
Very true. And the $67 is probably for like 4 years. And who wants to do
Right.
$67 on a computer for 4 years when a computer will be pretty much useless after three?
Much financing you'll have to pay on that? That'll be insane.
Yeah.
But yeah, if they had that, you know, 1 year same as cash, that would be really great. This
Okay,
one is only
well, I'll tell you now, CompUSA has 24 months same as cash on Apple. Oh, actually, no, they didn't. It's over.
Is that how you get
Oh,
your MacBook?
yeah, I hate to admit it, but yeah, it
I
just
didn't
makes
know.
sense. Yeah.
Oh.
And
So
be
yeah.
able
Why
to,
don't you?
you'll be able to pay it off in 2 years?
Oh, I always pay it off in 2 years. I never pay finance charges.
Totally.
Oh.
I always am that way. I paid off all of my student loans before the, you know, like that grace period ended, so I wouldn't have to pay any kind of financing charges on those.
Wow.
Can I tell you how much I love the fact that I can pay my bills online? Like my phone bill is due today, and I'm paying it right now.
Good for you.
Now,
Do you,
do
have
you
you ever
have?
had an issue with that?
The only time is every so often you run to a place where when you sign up, you have to wait 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
That's the only problem I've ever ran into.
So you shouldn't plan on doing it that first time.
Exactly.
When you click it as a payee, it'll actually tell me right there when the earliest pay date for that particular payee will be. So you have to know for certain payees how long it'll take. Like for my rent check, which they actually cut a physical check and send it to my landlord, that takes like 7 days or something like that. But and then it's like if I'm paying off the credit card that's tied to my bank account, then it's like instant. Or if it's like the phone bill, it's like the next day, that kind of thing. So
Yep.
they tell you actually how long it'll be. So if, for some of those, if it's 3 or 4 days, you have to plan far enough in advance to make that payment. You know,
Well,
otherwise
yeah,
it
a lot
won't.
of time it's easier to just to send a check, it'll get there faster.
Yeah,
Well,
in some
that's
cases,
what. Yeah, I was going to
yeah.
say, it sounds that way with your rent. Why not just walk down to the landlord's apartment and give him a check?
Well, because they live like 100 miles away. They live way upstate.
Oh, okay.
Here. And so, yeah, I mean, I just plan, you know, several days ahead to pay my rent, you know. And also, even if, because they physically like put the rent bills underneath people's doors on the first of the month. So I guess technically, like, if you send in the check the day you get that, then I guess there's that grace period or whatever, you know.
Right,
I've never,
right.
so it's not like it's an issue, but
Now, what bank do you guys go through to do your online bill pay?
Chase.
I have this li really. I live in the middle of nowhere, so I have a very local bank.
Okay. So
I found that local banks have much better service. And before I was here, I was at TCF, which was a horror story.
Oh,
Yeah, they really have
someone's
much
got a
better.
call.
Yeah, hopefully it's not. You won't hear any more of those. All right, I'll
Like
turn the
that.
mic off. You guys
No, that's
talk.
no. That's all right. We love background noises.
Adam was bitching at me the other day for that.
I know, I heard it on your show. That was so funny that Adam was saying that he doesn't do any research ahead of time, that he wants you to come up with all the topics.
Yeah, I know. And then people complain because I go to MSNBC. Well, you know what? That's where I get my news.
There
So
you go.
don't like it, just bite me. Something somebody said that kind of irked me, and I don't know if it had to do with because my ex-boyfriend used to say this, but he said, "Oh, I only get my news from BBC and Al Jazeera." And I get what he's getting at that, but it sounds so like I don't know. It sounds kind of pompous. It sounds very
Yeah.
much like all American media is therefore sort of thrown out the window, and I'm only. Boyfriend used to say something like that. I said, "Oh, I only read The Atlantic. I only watch BBC." And I'm like, "Well, then you're being an idiot because you're ignoring other
Yeah.
media sources that are useful." You know, I mean, hopefully, you know, your attitude is that you're gonna listen to lots of different media sources and really sort of sort through them to find out, you know, who's really telling the story and you know, and not ignore the other ones. I mean, I don't think that Adam was saying that. I don't think he was being a snob, but it was funny. It sort of when I heard that, I thought, well, that's interesting.
Well,
That's
that's interesting
hilarious.
that you bring up the topic of getting your news where you get your news, because I was reading on CNN today and there were two interesting articles. I thought I'll bring them up and we can just chat briefly about them. The first one was about spam email. I don't know about you guys, but I get like hundreds of spam emails a day.
Yeah, did you see that statistic?
Did you see it on
Yeah, I
CNN.com?
did.
Nine
Yeah.
out of 10 emails are spam now.
Wow.
And I totally believe it because I get maybe 4 or 5 regular emails and like 150 spam emails.
Yep. Absolutely. Wow.
Well, when I switched from AOL to Gmail, my spam just completely dropped. Like I rarely get very much spam anymore. And I don't know if it's because the spam filters are better or what, but I mean, I used to get so much spam email on AOL.
Well, luckily through the Apple mail program, if an email gets through to your regular email that is spam, you click on junk, and from then on out, everything that comes from that address, it'll throw it in the junk email folder. So my regular email folders, I have like 1 or 2, and then the spam folder shows a number of like today it was 96 emails when I got home from work, and I'm like, good God. And I know
You're not actually having to sort through them. You're just seeing that that's how many you have.
Right. Sometimes I do look through them because sometimes one will slip through that is legitimate. But for the most part, they're all junk emails. And that article is saying that basically for three things, Viagra, for
penis stock, enlargement.
Yeah, penis or you know any kind of sex things. And
drug, phentermine and stuff like that.
Right, and for any kind of drugs. And stock tips, too. All these emails are for stock tips, all too.
Really stupid, and they're like fake stock tips. They're like, you know, like, well, here, I'm going to open my thing. Let me see. What does it say? World leading manufacturers. Oh, I don't know. This is silly stuff. I'm looking at my 133 in my spam folder, but I think that's from, like, a couple weeks.
God.
Let me see. The earliest one is October 30th. So that's, you know, 333 spams over the course of a month is not that bad.
That's not that bad at all. When I get that in a week. But this article was saying that the majority of spam email is sent by like these gangs of people who hook to unsuspecting people who have their computers turned on at home, and they can snag their email address and do it through botnets, and they can send, you know, millions of emails a night by hacking into these people's computers and just using their email address.
Wow. I don't get the yield. Like, what could you yield out of that? I just don't get it. It's like, because everyone knows what spam is. It's like, how many unsuspecting people do you have to ensnare to even make that even worth it?
Well, I think what they're hoping to get is someone to click on it and put their credit card number somewhere in where the link takes you to.
Like PayPal's, they get PayPal emails all the time.
Yeah, and you can tell those are junk.
Well, hopefully.
A lot of people don't. And like what they do is they do pay instead of PayPal, it's the last L is an uppercase I, and it looks the same.
Right.
Their actual domain name. They call it like PayPie, I guess, you know. and they instead of the lowercase L looks the same as the uppercase I, so I guess that's how they get people.
Yeah. Well, one of these email addresses that I kept getting a ton of spam from was the boyfriend's wine email address through our wine blog.
Because it's right there on the blog, right?
Well, I don't know if that's it or if he put that email address somewhere and got an email, you know, from something. But I was getting, like, just from his address alone, like 70 emails a day. So I finally deleted that email address, and that did cut it down some. But now I'm watching them closely about seeing who they're addressed to. And they're addressed to Archer. So I know. I'm thinking.
Even though it's from that email?
What do you mean?
It's from his email, but it's addressed to you?
No. I'm saying who it's being sent to.
Oh, it's Archer. Being sent to Archer Radio.
Right,
yeah.
And before it was his email address through the wine website.
Yeah.
So. Oh,
well, that's amazing because I use my email for just about everything, and I don't get that much stuff. But I guess, you know, like I said, the spam filter is good.
Yeah.
By the way, that's not an invitation to anyone who's listening to start spam, by the way.
I could forward mine to you.
I trust you.
I say feast of fools.
I'll give you the evil eye.
Yeah, I wonder about that, too.
Huh? I've been getting those lately, too.
What?
There's certain people that like to take all your information off people's Flickr, and they send you email.
Or if you comment on someone's I found this through blogging. If you comment a lot on someone's blog, they take addresses from that too.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, well, the other article I found, which is probably a little bit more seasonal, was about this. It was on CNN.com as well. about this lady in Denver, Colorado, who has decorated her house with a wreath that is in the shape of a peace sign. And she, there's nothing, there's no, no words written around or anything. It's just a wreath that's in the shape of a peace sign. And her homeowners association is charging her $25 a day for going against the homeowners association covenant about a sign, putting up signs on your house.
Oh, and they're psycho about that kind of stuff.
I know.
And oh, God.
The sad
what if she had a Star of David? What if she had a cross? What would they do?
Well, I believe their thing says something about not being able to put religious symbols up.
Oh, Lord. These homeowners associations are so stupid. I would never live in one of those fucking places.
Me either. But the homeowners association, losers. The homeowners association president says that she is making a political statement and that it's part of their covenants not to make a political statement based on things you hang on your house. So she's being asked to remove it, and she's saying no, she's not going to remove it until the end of, you know, the holiday season.
Good.
And the thing is, one that's good thing about it is that the guy, the president, requested the board to, what does it say here? The guy ordered the committee to require Jensen to remove the wreath, but members of the board refused, concluding that it was merely a seasonal symbol that didn't say anything. And then the guy turned around and fired all the board members.
Wow. Oh, my God. That reminds me of that's right. You don't watch Weeds because you don't have Showtime.
Not anymore, but I used to.
On Weeds, the one woman is like the city council evil woman. She wants to get rid of drugs in the whole town, and like everyone is against her. That's what it reminds me of. It's like one person with a bug up their ass wants to sort of control everything, and everyone's like, no, that's like common sense. We're not gonna make someone take something down because it's her house and it's common sense and it's not harming anyone.
Right, but
you know,
I guess
it's like she has a big old Bush is a loser sign on the outside of her house. You know?
That would be a good one to have.
Yeah, I've got two of those.
Good for you.
But it's interesting you bring this up because I just saw a thing on the news today about a town in New Jersey near here where there's a big controversy over school uniforms in a public school. Like this public school is requiring the kids to wear school uniforms. I guess it's because like a lot of places there's violence, or it's like, you know, the whole like different kids wearing different things becomes an issue. So they wanted them to wear uniforms. And this one mother was really against it. So as her sort of form of civil disobedience and protest, she has her son wear like a pin, like a badge that he wears on his shirt that says, you know, no uniforms, like with that the circle with the thing through it.
Right.
And
right.
In the background of that is a picture of a bunch of Hitlerjugend.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's like
wow.
One of those like Hitler Youth Corps photos from the 30s. And it's this big controversy. They're making this big deal. Like all these people were offended, and they're gonna suspend the kid if he wears it again, and all this stuff. And it was interesting. They got the reaction of the mother, and I liked it because you could tell that it's very common sense. Like she's wanting to exert her freedom of expression and her son's freedom of expression. And she says, look, if people were if they were individuals who were genuinely hurt and offended to see an image of Hitler Youth, then I could understand. But I have a feeling that there's a lot of people who are just using this as a way to shut me up.
Of course.
Because it's true. It's like we're always offended by everything. This sort of goes back to what we were saying last week with the whole Michael Richards thing. It's like people are so quick to be offended and to sort of squelch it rather than to actually talk about what the issues engender, like what it brings up for us. And I don't know. I seriously doubt that it was like, oh, my God, it caused so much actual psychic pain for someone to even see a photograph of Hitler Youth. I mean, it wasn't like they were showing photos of the concentration camp or anything. I mean, it was just a bunch of little cherub-faced little boys all in the same little uniforms.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's also like, you know, no one was alive. No one at the school was even alive during that period. So,
yeah.
I mean, I get what it means. And yeah, it's very charged and all this. But I don't know. I just think we reserve more right to be offended than we do to actually talk about things and hear other people's views, you know.
Well, I guess the thing with the homeowners association is I hate it for the reason that it really hinders your ability for free speech. But at the same time, when you bought your house there, you agreed to those those bylaws bought the house there. So you have to, you know, live by them.
Hey, guys, I hate to interrupt, but I've got to go.
That's right. And actually, I've we need to end this anyway.
Oh, your booty call just showed up, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
No,
exactly.
He's got to go to dog anybody. School.
Yeah, I got to go to dog school. Oh, shit. All right.
Oh, speaking of.
All right. Well, listen.
If on cue.
We will wrap this up. I appreciate you guys being on the show again, as usual.
Thank you.
So, JT.
Goodbye. My dogs are barking, so let me let you go. Bye, guys. Bye.
Thanks, JT.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay.
Wow, if I left every time my dog started barking.
Yeah, you wouldn't be on very much, would you? Anyway, I guess I'll wrap this up anyway because it is getting close to my time. So thanks again for being on the show, Mark.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. There goes the time clock or whatever.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Usher Radio.